mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
Le bouche à oreille.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Quand je balance un œil sur cette ville éternelle, bleu-gris, qu'importe le ciel.
The Eiffel Tower has inspired countless t-shirts, souvenirs, and sentimental works of art. A new Kickstarter project aims to turn the iron and lattice landmark into a gigantic instrument. That's the dream of composer Joseph Bertolozzi, who proved that he can tackle projects on a mammoth scale when he wired and then played New York's Mid-Hudson River Bridge. Here's a sample of bridge music. Bertolozzi's Tower Music Project aims to unleash the voice of the Eiffel Tower to coincide with its 125th anniversary celebration in 2014. The project already has been cleared by the site's administrator. Now he's got to find a way to pay for it. Joseph Bertolozzi, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. Nice to talk to you again.
Now, when we last spoke about bridge music, you'd made a composition out of the cables and buttresses of a 3,000-foot span of the Mid-Hudson River Bridge. I guess that was just a warm-up?
Well, in a way, my original idea was to play the Eiffel Tower, but you know, I quickly realized that I don't speak French, and I thought, why don't I do it on something that's in this country where I live? So I did bridge music, and that was for the Henry Hudson Quadricentennial back in 2009, and then I used that finished product as a proof of concept when I approached the Eiffel Tower administration. So I'm back to the original idea now.
It's a very different structure, a different culture, and a different meaning. Obviously, the Eiffel Tower has a very deep place in a lot of people's hearts. How will tower music be different?
When I hear the sounds, I really can't answer that exactly. When I hear the sounds, I'll be able to then determine, you know, what kind of music that I'll be writing. It'll be the same in the sense that you'll have a composer, myself, who'll be writing fixed musical compositions for this particular set of stairs and handrails and spindles and things like that. So that's what's unique about it.
Here's just a little clip from the Kickstarter video for the project of you doing exactly that. So that's
right.
You just sort of playing against metal?
Yeah, I was demonstrating for the chief engineer what the music would be like live, because the end product for this is to do a live event for their 125th anniversary in 2014. So that's just me drumming against some rails. But, of course, tower music, like bridge music, would entail many, many percussionists playing a lot of different surfaces.
I'm curious about how you approach something so huge. I mean, what's the process in your mind?
Well, first of all, you have to get permission. And, you know, I wrote to the mayor of Paris many, many times and finally got an answer, and I went and pitch this to the administration. But how do you approach the structure to break it down? That's basically it. You know, you can take it all in one glance, and then you start looking at it, and you see, oh, well, here's a rail, here's a spindle, here's a retaining wall, here's a gusset, and you just break it down into small pieces.
The French you alluded to, they're very famous for their bureaucracy. So how much of the official legwork is already done, and what's left to do?
Well, I had my final walkthrough in January, and that clip that you just played is from me playing in January. So now we're just awaiting the final confirmation for the dates that I propose to go and record the surfaces so I can begin composing the music.
Any ideas of how you're going to do this for what seems to me like very, very little money?
Everything I do is for very little money on both ends. Well, you know, I just have people who believe in this, and my team is made up of people who, you know, usually charge $1,000 a day, and, you know, I'm getting them for $1,000 a week, you know, plus their airfare and their lodging and per diems, and I have enough to bring my core team over, which is audio engineer, videographer, producer, and myself, and we have three other people who are coming on their own dime. But you know, the Kickstarter project is to help bring an assist, a professional assistant audio person for that, you know, 2 week period, and also for the studio time, an engineer, hiring an engineer for studio time after we get back so I can catalog the sounds and then begin to compose the music.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to do. You have to get good recordings of all the sounds that you made. How do you do this with the wind blowing through? Does that make a big difference in how you put this together?
Not really. Most of the sounds that we record, we use a contact microphone, which adheres to the surface of the thing you're trying to record. So it doesn't pick up sounds in the air like wind or birds. I mean, if you yelled into it, it would pick it up, but it just picks up the vibration of the thing you're drumming on.
Well, it seems to me that whenever I've been to Paris, things feel differently. Do they sound differently there, too?
Maybe with a French accent, I don't know. I've got my eye on the prize, so everything else is sort of blocked out.
Bonne chance, Joseph Bertolozzi. Good
Merci.
Luck to you.
Merci.
Joseph Bertolozzi is organist and composer of bridge music and now pursuing his dream to make the Eiffel Tower sing. You'll find a link to his Kickstarter project, Tower Music, at wordofmouthradio.org or on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Now, you can stay with us for your music on a much smaller, though quite emotionally powerful scale. Lady Lamb the Beekeeper performs a few songs for a snowy day when Word of Mouth continues.